Perfect. So I think we're on part nine. I think I actually
Oh.
had it open and then I got rid of it. I'm not entirely sure. Where is it? The
I think you
last
said
one
that the one
was
with Itty was
the
eight,
seventh.
seven,
Yeah.
seven,
So we're
yes.
on part eight. So hi everybody. Well, I just cracked my knuckles on the mic. Fuck. But anyways, hello everybody. Welcome to part eight of Twitch interviews. I've heard that these are going very well. I've heard that people like them, and people have started checking out other streamers because of them. So this is fucking sweet. So as I write in all the descriptions that nobody ever reads because we have the attention span of fucking squirrels, if you have any streamers that you would like me to reach out to, please tell me. I will reach out to them. I'll try my best. But as you know, some people think they're better than other people, and they probably won't do it. So, I can try, but you gotta tell me who you want because I love knowing why people start streaming. And on that note, let's talk to Peanut Butler. Hi, Peanut.
Hello. Hi.
So, what the hell do you want me to call you? Do you just like Peanut or what?
I get called Peanut. I get called Butler. I get called Peanut Butler. I get called Peanut Butter more times than I care to admit.
Oh, my. I think I did that.
I personally love Peanut.
Okay, we can go by Peanut. It's funny how online handles end up becoming like a second identity for us,
Oh, yeah.
especially if you stick to them. Because like something that I did in my channel when I first started was I said I can call you by your real name or your online name. It is entirely your choice. And some people are like, you know what, you can call me for instance Mike. You can call me Mike. I'm like, sure. And he's been Mike forever. And people
Nice.
call me fucking Gumball. They call me Clint. They call me everything, like anything. And I don't almost have an online handle anymore. I'm like five different fucking things. Whereas you've got Peanut. And it's kind of nice. I'm a little bit jealous.
See, I told a story on stream once about how I was called Chomper for a few quarters in college, and so now a few of my viewers come in and call me Chomper, so
Where
there's
the hell
that.
did that come from?
I was in an art class, and you know artsy people.
Yeah, I was one once.
yes, I was too. Not to the extent of going to a full art school, but it was, art classes. So,
Yeah.
I mixed well enough with that crowd. And one day, from literally across the room, this rather loud student was like, I like that kid over there. He's got a great smile and great teeth. I'm calling you Chomper. Never spoke to this woman before this
What?
interaction. And she's like, I'm calling you Chomper. And so for the rest of that class, she made sure that everybody knew me as Chomper.
Oh, what a
And I
bitch.
had the pleasure of having her in several other classes outside of the art class.
Yeah.
And she made it a point to make sure everyone called me Chomper in
Oh my
those classes
God.
too.
You know what?
So,
It's like you watch cartoons, right?
yes.
So picture this. We're watching Fairly Odd Parents, right? And you walk into the fucking cafeteria lab. You got your tray for some reason because you haven't gone to the thing yet, but it's cartoons, so cartoon logic. You
Of course.
walk in and you've got your fucking tray, and all of a sudden this one kid jumps up on top of the table. The camera's pointing up at them and it's pointing over at you. And she's like, "Hey, everybody, it's fucking Chomper!" And you're like, "Shit!" And you drop your tray. That's
And you
all I
run and you
pictured.
never come back and you start a new life in Texas.
Exactly. Why Texas?
I don't know, it was the first place that came to mind.
Why not Canada? The joke is always Canada.
Canada doesn't want us. Don't joke about that.
It's just funny because like everything in cartoons is I have a girlfriend. Yeah, what does she live in Canada? Like that's just the joke with Canada's the joke, and I love
Canada
like
doesn't exist,
even
so,
so. No, that's Australia that doesn't
Oh,
exist.
sorry.
Yeah, Australia, they're all paid actors pretending.
Australia is actually just oh, what was the show called? It was like a mid-2000 show, Fear Factor.
Yep.
Australia is just the new version of Fear Factor, where they have all the deadliest things that want to kill you, and they put actors out there.
Oh my
Grand
God.
prize is like $1 trillion, and the show's still going.
Oh, that's so. It's like nobody told them that it was over. They just kept fucking going with it.
Well, good job, guys. Have fun.
Oh my God. Like the Truman Show, but everyone died because of, they're on the moon or some shit. I don't know.
Oh God, what a morbid future reality.
Oh, it's too fucking funny. I love the whole Australia isn't real thing. They're all paid actors. That one will, like, you can see it on the map. And I know far too many people who have been to Australia. Like, okay, so we're not even talking about the Twitch stuff yet, but I don't care. This is funny as hell. It's like, it's almost like flat earthers. The first time you hear about flat earth, and I'm gonna fucking say it, there's a part of you that goes, well, maybe. Like, there's always that small part that's like, I don't think so, but maybe.
Like, and I've never traveled the entirety of the globe, exactly. So it's possible.
And it's the same with Australia being fake and it's all paid actors. The first time I heard that, I'm like, well, maybe. But then I knew some people who went to Australia and they're like, no, it's real. I'm like, oh, okay, I guess that's, well, fuck.
Is it real, though, or was it just a really good act? It's like Disney World, right? You go there, God. And it's like, this could actually, is this place a real theme park, or is it like, this could be a real place?
The plane actually never takes off. It actually just sits in the same place. They fake turbulence. The windows are all like super fucking awesome TVs and shit. Oh, and everyone's like, oh my God. And then they're actually landing in the same place.
It's just a little like it shakes the plane with some hydraulics, yeah, underneath to make you think it never left. Someone just puts a quarter into the machine to run it again.
Oh my God. Oh, that's too fucking funny. Okay, that's enough. This like fucking 5 minutes of bullshit in the beginning. Okay, why did you start streaming? Because here's my reason why I started this, mm-hmm, in the first place, and why I wanted to know why people started streaming. There's a part of my job which I don't talk about online at all. There's a part of my full-time job right now that I love, and it's going into people's houses, and it's not for a weird reason. It sounds super fucked up. I know it does, but like, there's a part of me, and I feel like most people have this too, where you walk past a house and you're like, I wonder what their house looks like on the inside. You know, like it's just, yeah, like how they decorate, yeah, it and like all that. And that's the thing that I love. And when it comes to streaming, there's always like, why did he start streaming? Because there's got to be a reason, and that's why I do these, because it settles my curiosity, and if, mm-hmm, I feel good that I have solved my curiosity, it gives you a reason to tell me.
Yeah, sure. So I have many reasons as to why I started streaming, everything from it was my dream, as long as I've known that you can make a living as a content creator. I have the knowledge and skill set and equipment to do it. Like, I had most of this equipment before I even started streaming.
How?
I've been fortunate enough to grow up in a pretty well off home, so a lot of things, bitch, we've been able to afford. And I've also worked a few jobs that have paid decently, so I've been able to save some things. Okay. So,
at least you paid for some, yes, of it yourself.
Yes, yes. I try my hardest to not take what I have for granted. I'm well aware that I'm very lucky to be in the position that I'm in.
Like, unlike some people.
Yes, some people are like, ugh, I don't have the newest iPhone. Whatever.
But Mom, if you don't buy me this iPhone, the kids at school are gonna make fun of me.
Boo-hoo.
Yeah.
But the reason that I think that pushed me over the edge of actually starting to stream, mm-hmm, was, and this is a bit heavier, I was tired of feeling bad for myself for wasting my time.
That's kind of interesting, actually.
Yeah. Let me explain what I mean by that.
Oh.
I've always struggled with motivation, and it's...
That's just another word for very lazy. It's a joke.
I disagree. Well, yes, okay.
Just joking.
I completely disagree with that. But, God, I'm just so lazy all the time.
No, I'm just kidding.
That's something I told myself a lot, though. I felt like I was lazy until I started breaking down what I was actually feeling. And it came down more to, there are things that I want to do, like content creation, mm-hmm, but I do not have the motivation to do them. So it's not a lack of interest, and it's not a lack of, like, willpower. It's just, I can't bring myself to do it. Mm-hmm. And that's been the story that's been going on for the last probably 5 or 6 years. I initially wanted to start on YouTube. I've wanted to be a YouTuber for as long as I've known that that was a thing. Basically, I got deep into wanting it when Markiplier started playing Five Nights at Freddy's.
Mm.
And a lot of content creators got their start from that, or got hugely boosted from that. I was like, I want to be there, along with millions upon millions of other kids, yeah, in my exact same spot. So I certainly wasn't original, but I wanted to do something, and I felt like I could.
Okay.
I was, of course, still in school at the time. I was around 15 or so, and I did this really cringy Let's Play of Just Cause 2 multiplayer mod with myself, my brother, and my cousin.
Yeah.
And I edited the shit out of that, and I was dying laughing from all my edits, and it still exists on the internet, and I'm confident that most people won't find it. It is public. It is possible to be found, but it's under a different name, and I have yet to tell what that name is. I'm seeing how long it takes for someone to find it.
Nice.
So that was basically the only video I made, and that was around 2015, I think. Fast forward, I'm still going through school, actually. I've been in community college for 5 years to finish a 2-year degree. So it's been slow going. I changed my major about halfway through, which is, you know, why I'm taking that long. But
what'd you go from to?
So I wanted to be a mechanical engineer. I really like the idea of designing stuff and working with computers and having that like engineering aspect, but I really struggled with the math and science and physics. I was really struggling in, see which one was it, like trig and the higher up algebras. And I knew that if I tried to take like a calculus class, I would not do well. Ended up failing a few different of those general education classes. And I was like, you know what? I don't think I can do engineering. So I went into a Photoshop class, and it just so happened at that that specific quarter, they were changing over to a digital media degree, which encompassed everything from photography work to illustration and graphic design, motion graphics and animation, and video and sound production, which is like, oh my God, this is everything I want to be doing.
That's
so
cool.
I hopped on that bandwagon immediately. And that's a degree I've been going for ever since.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And I should be done next quarter.
So what are you going to do afterwards, though?
My hope is to continue with Twitch to make this my full-time career.
So I have a question. And it may be whatever. You can tell me if you're like, ah, dude, fuck off. So given the fact that
I'm
said
an open
that,
book.
Perfect. How big is you? Are your shoes? I almost said, how big is your dick? And then I was like, nope. Fuck.
Well, if you really want to know, it's a little above average, but you know,
I'm below average, but you know, we
no, it's
use
okay.
What we
it's
can.
Okay.
So, yeah, given the fact that you said that your, you know, your family is a little, you know, okay.
Yes.
Are they cool with you doing this? And like, have you talked to them saying like, this is what I want to do? I know this sounds fucking weird, but this is what I want to do for a career, but it does take time to start off. Can I stay here and try and make this work?
Yes. So, they are, I'll call them a bit more distance from technology. So the idea of broadcasting yourself for other people to just watch is weird to them. And so like I've tried to explain them, explain it to them. And more recently they've been picking up on it. Usually they've come to be pretty supportive of it. They're asking like, oh, are you streaming tonight? And like, okay, good luck. And I'm like, oh, this is
awesome.
The support that I wanted. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I am still living with my parents. My hope is to move out this year, hopefully into a space that I can make a bit more of a usable, or not usable, but like my own streaming space that I'm not in a somewhat cramped room. But I completely forgot what the question was.
How do your parents feel about you wanting to stream full time?
Oh, it's slowly evolving into them being supportive of it. Their like bottom line is, can you make a living off it? So until I can prove with like paychecks that this is something that I could viably do, I think they're going to be hesitant.
Yeah.
But they are being supportive.
That's kind of awesome, actually.
It is. They still kind of have the attitude of, what are you going to do if this doesn't work out? Are you going to get a real job?
Yeah.
And that term irks me.
I can understand why. Because, like, I had to explain this to my grandma the first time I started. And I said, I've been streaming for, like, 3.5 years now. 2017 of January, I think I started. Of June. 2017 of June. And okay. Trying to explain to her, like, this is what I'm doing, this is what I want to do, this is the career that I want. She's like, I don't understand how you make money on that. And I was like, think of it like Netflix. People who like what I do pay a subscription like Netflix, and that's how you make your money. And she's like, but why do they pay you? Why don't they just watch for free? And I'm like, I don't know, Grandma. It's kind of like if you went and you picked up a piece of art, and the person's like, you can have that for free. That feeling where you're like, no, I think you deserve money for this. And you give them a tip. That's the kind of thing that it is. And then she was like, oh, I understand.
Okay, yeah, that's a really good way of explaining that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of awesome. So, like, what do you use for a setup then?
So it's a much higher end setup. For mixing and audio, I have a Go XLR. I got it before the pandemic hit, so I didn't have to pay $1,000 for it.
Nice.
Let's see, for my mic, it's an AT2020 or Audio Technica
I got the same
AT2020.
one.
Yeah, it's a super nice mic. I think yours is the USB version.
Yeah.
Mine is the XLR version. They're really not that different.
Yeah.
Maybe a slightly higher sound quality from the XLR one.
Yeah.
Whatever. For my camera, I used to have a Panasonic G7, which is like a really popular like entry level
Yeah.
DSLR camera for content creation. But the camera was in my car one day because I was doing some
Oh
filming
no.
and my car got stolen.
Oh.
Yeah, so I lost that camera along with everything that was in the car. So
That's
big rip. Yeah, that's a story for another time. But I replaced it with a nicer camera, which is the Fujifilm X-T30. It's a beautiful cinema camera. Well,
Yeah.
I'll call it a cinema camera. It's a consumer cinema camera.
Oh, nice.
And the one downside to it is that it can't run at 1080p 60 at all, otherwise it overheats. And I can only keep it at 1080p 30 if I have a fan pointed at it. So
Oh, this
I
sucks.
just have to air cool my fan.
Yep.
I love lighting, so I have at least six lights in my room that all have a different purpose for the setup.
Yeah.
My computer is it is a workhorse. It's an i9 9900K, 32 gigs of RAM and a 2080 Ti.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's the perfect, setup for content creation
Yeah.
in general, whether it's video editing, live streaming,
Yeah.
or just gaming at, high settings and frame rates. So it's kind of the perfect setup.
That's the one
And
thing I hate about mine. I hate my lighting. I absolutely fucking despise it. But I almost want somebody to come in one day or somebody to just be like, okay, you need a light here, a light here, a light there, and this light here. And I'd be like, thank you. Because I'm not good at that shit.
so to that I say, hit me up.
I
Lighting
might.
and like and stream. I want to do stream coaching, but I want to do it for free, and that's kind of what I'm doing. I don't know if you're familiar with Harris Heller and the Alpha Gaming channel.
Nada.
He's kind of the reason I started streaming,
Yeah.
or at least had a good foot in the door when I started, because he has so many amazing tips and tricks for people who are just starting out. And so I learned so much about everything
Yeah.
before I even started. And I want to continue that on with my own YouTube channel if I can do tutorials and stuff
Yeah.
to help people get started as a streamer. So yeah.
That's fucking goddamn, dude. Okay, so why, like, not why. What? Why aren't you doing YouTube then? 'Cause I can't figure it out. Like you're doing Twitch, but you mentioned you really want to do like Markiplier, which is fucking awesome because it, there's I call it the trifecta. For me, it's the trifecta. I got into YouTube because of Game Grumps, and it was one video in particular that got me, and it was their dad jokes with Kirby and a whole bunch like the Kirby game, and I can't remember the name of the game, but it was that. And then it was fucking goddamn, some game Battle Kid. It was a Battle Kid video, and then I watched Game Grumps for like a year or 2 years, and then I got into Jacksepticeye, and then I started watching Markiplier, and that to me is the trifecta. Those three right there are like the main YouTube guys for me. PewDiePie can take a fucking hike. I do not like PewDiePie. I fucking hate the
That's
guy.
fair. I don't really like him either.
He's probably a great person, but his online personality is the one that I can't fucking stand. There's
Yeah.
something about the voice. So why did you go to Twitch then and not YouTube if it started with
So,
YouTube?
like I said, I have been it all leads back to the lack of motivation. I have a really hard time sitting down and writing out a script or coming up with ideas. My my well of ideas for content is about 2 inches deep. I'll grab like the really good thing that I think is going to do well. I'll make a video out of it. It does well, like within my friend group.
Yeah.
And then like I'm looking at the rest of the stuff and it's just like, well, I mean, this is like 2 or 3 videos worth. And then I there's nothing else I can do. And I really struggle with coming up with original ideas, which is very, very difficult to do in the first place. And I also feel really bad about taking other people's ideas, even if I can modify it a little bit, because it feels cheap to me. So there's that side of it. And then, I don't know, I don't enjoy making videos as much. I have a few old videos on my current channel.
Yeah.
One was in the style of a let's play, another was in a silly vlog type, and I enjoyed making and editing them both, but I didn't feel like that was really who I wanted to be as an online personality.
So what is it that Twitch does for you that's different?
Twitch lets me, I can just sit down, go live, and I don't have to have any plan about what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
I can roll with it, and for the most part, I can make it work. And I feel like it gives a more realistic or personal connection to the viewer or from the viewer to the streamer. And I really cherish that, having actual connections to my audience. That at the end of the day is what I'm here to do.
Yeah, it's I'm sitting here and I'm like, I'm not normally this quiet, and I think you know this because you listened to maybe 1 or 2 or 3 of these fucking things, and there's a reason. You are exactly me, and it's not in every way, but in this way, because I started off, and I've been doing YouTube and Twitch for the same amount of time. June 2017 is when I started. I've been doing YouTube and Twitch. I've got 350-plus videos on YouTube.
Wow.
Now, I did both because I wanted to have YouTube as... I've never talked about the shit on these before either, ever. It's always been, it's all about you. But the super interesting part right now is we're almost the same fucking person in this scenario. So I started doing YouTube, and then I started doing Twitch at the same time, and I did YouTube Let's Plays because they were games for me. They were games I wanted to play that I could focus on the game and talk while I'm playing the game and I could do my thing. And Twitch was a way that I could talk to the audience, not focus on the game, but I could talk to the people that were there. So exactly as you said, it's more personal. You're actually talking to the people. You don't really have to care about the game. You just, you know, it's something for them to look at while they're talking to you, kind of deal, right?
Yeah.
The problem that I had with YouTube and why I stopped 2 weeks ago, exactly. I stopped 2 weeks ago, and the main reason is because Twitch, you've got viewers, you have numbers to look at, and you can see growth. You don't have that with YouTube.
Right.
And YouTube is so fucking draining because you're like I said, 350 plus videos. They're all Let's Plays and I know they're good. I know they're good, but the fucking, there's nothing.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm kind of glad, like after hanging out in your stream as often as I had, I think you will do very, very well on here.
Like, I hope so.
Very well. I'd almost say just fucking screw YouTube. Stick to Twitch, man. That's what I would suggest.
The only issue is that, and any Twitch streamer will know this, Twitch is awful for discoverability.
It is getting better.
It is getting better. They are making some moves, but it's still nowhere near what the kind of discoverability you can find on YouTube or TikTok or literally any other social platform. So, 'cause they all have kind of algorithms that allow content to be curated for you.
So when you say discoverability on YouTube, though, how does that even work? Because I've never discovered new people off YouTube.
Really?
Never. It's always suggesting me, like, all of the hermits from Hermitcraft, because I watch one Hermitcraft video. Markiplier just sends me all Markiplier stuff. Game Grumps, it's all Game Grumps stuff. And then people who have edited Game Grumps stuff to be funnier or whatever reason. Like, I've never found new people.
interesting. So before I was a Twitch streamer, I spent 90% of my time on YouTube as a viewer.
Yeah.
And I have gone through so many different cycles of, or maybe not even cycles, but different like generations of the types of content that I watch and so many different content creators. So from my view as a, as a viewer, I have discovered so many different people. And that has like I found Ludwig as a YouTuber before I found him as a Twitch streamer.
Really?
Yeah. And it was just a random recommended video I saw. I think he was playing like Mario Party 4 or something.
Oh shit!
It was just some random Twitch clip from it, and I found him through that, and I found so many content creators on YouTube through that. On Twitch though, the only reason I'm finding other streamers is through raids. Being in chat while I'm watching another streamer or like a shout out or that's really it. When I see people on the recommended tab, I don't really want to go and watch their stream for who knows how long, especially if if I have to sit through an ad before I can see it to get an idea of who they are or what they do. So it's very difficult to be discovered on Twitch.
Yeah. See, when I raid people, I usually check the recommended first. But the thing that's bugging me about the recommended is there's either some people who have like 10,000 followers and they already have 100 viewers. I'm like, I'm not raiding somebody with 10,000 followers because in my opinion, and I could be wrong and I'm open to change it, but in my opinion, if you're raiding somebody with 10,000 followers, you're looking for attention. Like that's just me, because I feel like if I raid a 10,000 follower person with 200 viewers and I come in with 13, they're just going to go, oh, thanks. And then they're going to go back to the game and they're not going to give a shit.
Right. Yeah.
That's just my opinion, though.
Yeah. And same for me. I make it a point to raid smaller or equal size streamers or in rare cases, I'll raid someone who's a little bigger than me because I want to repay them for raiding me.
Yeah. So that makes sense. I always ask chat. I'm just like, chat, do you have somebody you want me to raid? And they're like, wait, what? And I'm like, I'm not going to make you fucking redeem points to raid one of your friends. I don't give a shit. I'm doing this for you guys.
That's smart. Up until recently, I haven't had the audience to be able to ask chat. So I've always just raided which one of my boys was online. but now more recently, I've been seeing a lot more growth and I've been able to ask chat who they want to raid.
That's awesome. Okay. So like... Yeah. Games that you play, why and what ones?
Well, I'm a variety streamer, so I play whatever I want, really. That being said, I do have I'll call it an attraction to like sandbox type games where you can just kind of fuck around and do whatever you want.
Okay.
I don't mind if they lean towards survival, but I want it to be like a more casual survival. Like you've been watching me play like Scrap Mechanic, a game where you can basically just build whatever vehicular monstrosity you want.
That's the one you were doing last night?
Yep.
Okay.
That was the one I was streaming last night. It has a new survival mode, which is why I was touching on the survival thing.
Okay.
But I spent, and I think my still most played game on Steam is Garry's Mod. I don't know if you're familiar with it.
Okay, no, because I honestly, for the longest time, had no idea what Garry's Mod was. I thought it was a mod for games. I did not know it was a fucking game all on its own.
It's strangely named, and you have to have like known the game before you would like even look at it.
Yeah.
But I have over 500 hours in Garry's Mod.
Holy
and that
shit.
Is 90% of that is single player. A lot of people play Garry's Mod religiously for the multiplayer servers. Nah, not me.
What the hell is it?
It's You have like the physics gun,
okay,
and you can spawn any item from like the Valve game collection, right? So like if you have like Portal or Half-Life or Left 4 Dead, any of those games installed on your computer, you can bring in the assets from those. And so like you can spawn in fucking a Portal gun, I don't know. Yeah. It's not functional, but you can spawn in the model of it. Mm-hmm. And so it has so many different uses. From like you can make scenes and do like photography in the game. I don't know.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, could you make like a makeshift movie in it?
Yeah, 100%. If you wanted to, it's not a very good tool for that, but you can.
Oh, that's cool.
I spent most of my time messing around with different mods within Garry's Mod. I had a attraction to police cars back then, and so I would spend my time making or like taking vehicle models from the workshop and putting lights on them and programming in like different flashing patterns. I was a weird little antisocial kid.
No, that's
this
awesome.
Is what I spent my time doing. I didn't grow up on Call of Duty and stuff, so.
Well, those kids are toxic as fuck. So.
Oh, I. So Call of Duty Modern Warfare was the newest release.
Yeah.
Was the really the first? No, it was the first Call of Duty game I bought. And hopping into one of like the ground war lobbies, and you hear all the people saying all the worst things you could hear from a human.
Dude, I know.
I was like, I don't. This isn't my group.
No, it's so bad. Like. I used to play with my uncle and his friends, and I don't know why the hell I was playing. I think I was just like, you know, the group of people playing the game. I was like, oh, this is fun. I hated it, but I still did it. And like, I miss, and this sounds so fucked up, I miss the days where kids were like, I'm gonna fuck your mom. I miss that because at least that was like kind of funny. Now the shit that they say is so brutal. It's like, I would fucking smack the shit out of you if I was your parent.
I think it's also changed a bit with the generation to where they think it is still funny to say what we consider much worse.
Yeah.
So it depends.
It's almost
depends on
like
which generation you're from.
See, I don't find this funny. I don't know how old you are. You don't have to say it, but
don't know.
There's a certain part of YouTube that I've had some people send to me over Twitch. She's like, you should watch this video. And I watch it, and it's just a kid screaming at the top of his lungs, and then, like, the camera turns, and it's a weird-looking tree. And they're like, that shit's so funny. I'm like, but why? And, like, they find this weird, creepy, disturbing, odd shit funny. And I was like, that's not funny. Now, a kid getting hit in the face with a ball, that's funny. And they're like, that's not that funny. I'm like, what? What happened to you? Who hurt you? I don't... That's the shit I don't get. Fucking humor's weird.
It is. If you spend any amount of time on like Reddit's meme subreddits,
yeah,
you will see some of the weirdest genres of memes, and it changes every year.
Yeah. Like there's I did this my first try not to laugh video I ever did on YouTube. There's the first fucking it was Reddit 50/50. That's what it was. First fucking video that I got on Reddit 50/50, and this is still, I'm fucking laughing now. It's still to this day the funniest shit I've ever seen. It was a guy who legit shoved his own nuts up his ass and farted them out.
I've seen that.
And it's fuck. You've seen the guy, he walks in, lifts his leg up, and then bends over, farts, and his nuts just shoot out of his ass in slow motion. Still to this day cry laugh at that. Like even now I'm fucking wiping tears from my eyes because of how funny it is. And I don't know why it's funny, but
it's almost just the shit you never expect to see, but you're so glad that it happened.
Exactly. And then I bet if I showed that to my stepdad, he would be like, dude, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Whereas I think it's funny. So I think it's just like you said, the generation thing.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god. So sandbox games, what, like,
yes,
Minecraft, the mechanic one that you played, what else we got?
I grew up at one of the games that I played a more than I care to admit was Farming Simulator 2011.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I'm not. I don't
that game
know
sucks.
It does. It really does. but I enjoyed it because this was before Steam, I think. It was before I got introduced to Steam. So these were like, you know, you go to Staples or Office Depot, and these are like the buy one, get one free kind of like bottom of the game bin.
Yeah, I remember. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. And it was like, oh, this game looks kind of interesting. I'd like to drive a farming machine around. Okay. And that's what I played. I also love puzzle games. When I was first introduced to Steam, it was on my oldest brother's account, and he let us basically download and play whatever games we wanted. And I got introduced to Portal. Oh, that is still hands down my favorite game series to this day.
Huh.
Portal and Portal 2, amazing games.
Still never beat Portal 1.
Oh, I highly recommend it if you enjoy puzzles.
I'm indifferent only because I remember, and I talked about this a while back, Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time. My brother and I used to play it all the time as kids, and we were fucking good at that game. Like, the puzzles in that game, nothing. Now, I have a hard time with those puzzles. So puzzles piss me off because they make me feel stupid, because as a kid I was good, and now I am terrible.
That's so interesting how different people see different puzzles. I've been playing a few different puzzle games with my girlfriend recently, because she wasn't a gamer before I came along.
Okay.
And her first reaction when she gets stuck on a puzzle is frustration. And I'm like, it's kind of sad, because like I have fond memories of these games, and she's like, I'm not getting it.
This is fucking stupid.
And I'm like, okay, calm down. Just, you're thinking too hard about this. Mm-hmm. And I think that just makes her more mad, because she's like, I'm not thinking hard enough.
Yeah.
So it's interesting how different people look at puzzles.
Yeah. So where do you want to see your Twitch channel end up? Like, what's your main goal?
Besides, of course, want it to be my career. And I really do think I have what it takes to make it.
Yeah.
I think based on the growth that I've seen, I just started in June of 2020.
Yeah.
So I'm a little over 6 months old on Twitch, and I'm already, my last few streams have been averaging 10 to 14 viewers.
Nice.
Maxing around 20, which is more than I see a lot of people with more followers are hitting.
Yeah.
And that kind of growth is insane. This is the first thing that I've really created that has gained traction. So it's a very new world for me. And I think based on that, based on those numbers and recent growth, I think it's realistic to think that I can take this to a point of actually making a living off it. And that is my end goal.
Okay. So most people, when they make it big on Twitch or YouTube, for instance, the best example that I have, actually two examples I have, Markiplier started a clothing company, Game Grumps started a touring company, amongst other things. We can't all live off of Twitch for, like, I'm 30 fucking one.
Right.
I know if I do maybe make it okay on Twitch, because I have a minimum amount of money that I want to make a month. And when I hit that minimum, I'm quitting my job and I'm focusing on this. But
yes,
when you start to make that surplus amount, do you already know what you're going to do with it? Besides, like, oh, I'm going to buy my parents a house, I'm going to buy them a car. I mean, like, they started a tourism company, he started a clothing company, Jacksepticeye has a coffee company. What is your plan?
I don't have a specific idea yet. I'm sure something will come to me, but I want to do something that will help other people, to put it the simplest way.
Yeah.
I thrive off of helping people. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Helping people is almost, and the emphasis on the almost, it's almost my fetish. I genuinely, find joy from helping people, even if I see nothing in return for it.
Yeah.
So if I can find a way to make a good amount of money doing that on the side, I would be thrilled.
I'll tell you my funny thought that I had today, and it's probably not funny. It's probably offensive to some people, but at this point I don't care. So I was listening to H3 podcasts, and they were talking about Kenneth Copeland. Do you know who Kenneth Copeland is?
I don't.
Okay. So he is basically one of the richest fucking religious figures ever, because what he does is he tells all of his followers that they have to pay a tithe. I think it's called a tithe. They have to pay a tithe every month, and if they keep paying that tithe, then what happens is they will get into heaven. So every month they have to pay 10% of their salary every month to him, and he tells them that they will get into heaven. If they don't pay that month, they have to make up for the payment the next month. If you're dying of cancer, pay the tithe, you'll get healed of cancer, because drugs are bad and drugs are the devil's work. This is the kind of guy that this fucking guy is. So the reason he's so fucking rich and has so much money, and why he owns 5 private jets and an $18 million mansion on a huge ass farm ranch, is because he doesn't pay taxes. So
naturally,
here was my thought. I'm going to start a church called the Church of Gumball. And what I'm going to do with it is not pay taxes, but the difference between him and I is the money that I would have paid in taxes, I'm going to give out to people. Not like fucking David Dobrik or whatever the fucking guy's name is. Not like, I'm going to buy a person a $10,000 car. No, like, if it's like fucking $100,000 at the end of the year and it's a surplus, I'll find a way instead of giving it to fucking Salvation Army, because we all know, like, you give a dollar, 10 cents goes to the person. I mean, like, I'm going to find an actual thing and give them that fucking money. And then guys like Kenneth Copeland would be like, you're abusing the church. I'd be like, are you fucking kidding me? I'm abusing the church. Shit. Who has five private jets? Like, that kind of shit. That was my crazy idea of the day.
It could work. I know there are a lot of, like, business or legal loopholes that you can just kind of get money from if you know the right loopholes to go through. So it'd be interesting to look and see, like, how many of these can I actually use?
Is this possible?
Am I going to go to prison for this?
Oh, fuck it. Definitely. I almost guarantee if I was like, no, this is what I'm going to do, man. This is actually what I'm going to do. I would go to jail fucking in a second. Because it's like, you told people on a podcast you're going to start a church so you don't have to pay taxes. They're like, no, I didn't. They're like, no, yes, you did. And they press play and it's like...
Well, sorry, we got to delete this entire podcast. Start again.
Yeah, I'm going to... Fuck, there it goes. Sued.
We're both canceled now. I'm canceled by association.
God damn it. Well, I'm fucked. All right. So, what advice do you have for anybody who is starting to stream?
Oh, boy. I think one of the things that has helped me is to... focus on why you want to stream. Okay. A lot of people say, like, oh, I want to start streaming to play games, or I want to make a lot of money. No, bullshit reasons. Get out of here. Think about a real reason. If this is actually something you want to do as a career, you know, if you want to stream and just have fun and you have no intention of it being anything big, fine. Stream for whatever reason. I don't care. But if you actually want to start and you want this to be a career, my advice is to, before you even start looking at any equipment to get, before you start looking at which platform you want to stream to, before you start doing any of that, go to the drawing board and really think about what it is that makes you want to stream. Because that reason, if it's a true and honest reason to you, that will be one of the strongest things that will keep you going when you are sitting at zero viewers and your viewership is down, you're not getting as many followers as you think you should be, or that you have been in months prior. When you go through the lows, and you will, everybody does, that reason will be a huge reason why you continue. And that has been so true for me. Even in my 6 months, I've seen times of not great growth, or even lower numbers than what I'd like to be seeing. And that, like, my specific reason is because I want to change people's lives, or at least make them better for that day. If someone can come into my stream having a bad day and they can watch me for however long and they can leave that stream feeling better, I've done my job. I'm happy. I'm content. And that's all I care about. I don't care if I get money. I don't want to monetize myself for someone to be happy. They can sit there and watch. I'll buy them a sub if they don't want to sit through an ad. I don't care. If someone is happy after they've watched me, and I'm happy. And that's my reason for streaming. So having that reason carries me through these, you know, these drops in viewership or whatever.
You know, it's funny. You mentioned, like, have a reason, don't let the viewer count kind of thing get to you. In the past 2 months, I think I've been recording these, I've talked to... And I don't mean this in a disrespectful way for anybody listening. I've talked to people with low viewer counts and people with high viewer counts. And I've talked to people with low follower counts and people with high follower counts. And I mean, like, I don't mean to disrespect, to be like, what do you mean I have a low viewer count? Because some people are sensitive about that.
Fight me.
And the thing that's funny to me, not for funny, particular to me, I guess. Whatever. Fill in the word. A better word, because I'm not good at that shit.
Sure.
One person has had... And I won't use names, not to, so that nobody is just like, hey, what the fuck? Of course. One person that's talked to me has said, like, I don't feel like I'm progressing. And the thing is, as I've seen them in the past 2 months, they went from like 3 viewers to 13 viewers. And I've shown them the Twitch tracker site that shows growth. Like, it physically shows that you're growing. It actually shows a bar graph that shows you. And another guy who has 20 to 30 viewers, and they're saying the same thing. I don't think I'm growing. I want to know what I can do differently. And it's funny seeing that one person with like 10 and one person with 30, they both feel the exact same way. and one is doing very well, and the other one is also doing very well, just their numbers are a little bit off.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so interesting to see that both of them are like, I'm not doing good enough. It's like, somebody told me today that they hate it when people say, yeah, but at least you're not that guy, which makes sense. It's not fun to be compared to somebody else, especially right. when they're like, but I feel bad. Yeah, but at least you're not the starving children in Africa. You know, like our parents always, at least my parents always fucking said to me. Yep. But I just find it interesting that everyone seems to have, not everyone, but we all go through the same problem. And that's kind of why I love doing these, is because the people who are listening, I'm hoping it's streamers. And that's why the hard part, I don't want to like tell everyone you should listen to these, because it sounds bad when they're just like, oh, I don't feel like I'm growing. And I'm like, go listen to the podcast, because it just sounds like I'm throwing my shit out there. I'm like, no, give me more numbers. But
right.
there's a reason, like, and I'm hoping you can maybe say, yeah, totally, whatever, because I need that reassurance, because I'm awful, yes. is you'll hear you're not the only one with this problem. Mm-hmm. We all have this problem, and that's why I want to do these. I want to show people we all have the same problems. We're all feeling the same things. You are not alone.
Right. Yeah, 100%. I think about 95% of streamers in, I'll say, our bracket, the small streamer bracket.
Yeah.
I think we all go through these things. And fuck it, I'll say that every streamer
mm-hmm.
will go through times of feeling like they're not growing at the rate that they should be, or they're yeah. like kind of stagnating or plateauing, whatever you want to call it. And I think, you know, when you make it to that partner level, it doesn't matter as much, yeah. I'll say, but down here at this size, it is definitely heartbreaking when, you know, you're used to seeing, I mean, fuck, I might go through it. Like I said, in my last few streams, I've been averaging double digits, which is the first time that's ever happened.
Yeah.
And if I go live on Saturday and it's down at like 4 viewers for the entirety of the stream,
mm-hmm.
I'll probably walk away feeling a little down.
Yeah.
But I know that I'm capable of more. I can look yeah. back at my stream summaries from the last few streams and see with physical evidence that people are willing to sit through multiple hours of my stream and engage. So, like, whatever caused these many people to not come to the stream on this particular day isn't going to be the case for the rest of the time.
Yeah.
I know that I'm doing the work that I'm happy with, and that will cause my numbers to grow.
Hmm. That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah. Well, that's at least my philosophy.
No, I like it. The fuck, I lost my train of thought already. My short-term memory is really bad. The only thing that I don't like seeing, and I don't want people to start going, I know I'm better than this. I deserve more viewers than this.
Right.
I talked to one person. I really wanted to interview them, but the minute I heard them say that, I was just like, no, I can't.
Mm-hmm.
I can't interview. I can't do it, because the whole thing is like, there's some people where this is encroaching on the episode 10 thing that you and I were talking about last night and earlier. Mm-hmm. Things that people don't want to talk about on Twitch and shit, because I want to make sure number 10 is like, it's going to be, there's not going to be much funny shit. It's going to be a heavy fucking episode.
Right.
There's some people who I've been asked to interview and I don't want to, because I know it's going to be uncomfortable for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, I deserve more than this. I know I'm better than this. I don't know why people don't want to watch me. And I'm just like, you entitled sack of shit. Shut the yes. fuck up. That right there, what you just said, is the reason nobody wants to fucking sit around, because you're entitled. Sit mm-hmm. down and shut up. Like,
I try my hardest to be as like grateful for everything that that people, whether it's a sub, a follow, a cheers or raid, whatever it may be. I try to be as grateful as I can, because I genuinely am grateful. I don't know how well it comes across to a viewer.
It does. It does.
Okay.
I can assure you it does. Like,
good.
One of my biggest hatreds is when I raid somebody and they don't really, they're just like, hey, thanks, man. Thanks for the raid. Yeah, that's awesome. And then that's it. I'm like, what the fuck? I know I'm not a big person, but dude, show a little excitement. Like, I just brought, you know, it could be 6 people, it could be 13, it could be 20 people, but who fucking cares what the number is? I just brought mm-hmm. people to your fucking stream, and this is the mm-hmm. enthusiasm you're showing?
Right.
Come on, yeah. Give it. Show them who you are.
Yes, exactly. I like, on the subject of entitled yeah. people, there are a few streamers that I used to raid that I don't raid anymore because of that exact reason. There's one particular one who I supported a lot in the beginning. He yeah. was a streamer before I was, and so I was like really trying to show support for him.
Yeah.
And
I really want to know the name after. Times.
I can after. Tell you after. Yeah. Yes. And I had raided him several times, and like sometimes he doesn't always check chat, or he's not like the most enthused when yeah. you know I drop a raid. And like this was like a few months ago when I was like averaging or on the higher end getting 4 viewers average. Yeah. And so like the last time I raided him, the very straw that broke the camel's back.
Yeah.
I rated him, there's like 4 or 5 viewers, nothing much, but he was like at 10 viewers. So I'm essentially yeah. bringing in 50% more.
Yeah.
And he was playing Escape from Tarkov, which if you've ever watched someone play that, it's a game that you really have to focus in.
Yeah.
And he really focuses in to the point of where he won't check chat for like 10 minutes on end.
Oh, no.
I rated him. He didn't have a raid alert. His mod greeted me first. I watched the number go from 10 viewers to 15 back to 10 because all of my people left, including me. When I gave him a chance, I sat around for like 5-10 minutes or so waiting for him to acknowledge it. Never did. I was like, all right, peace out, I'm done.
I said something in your chat last night that I can talk about it forever. I'm trying to get in on another streamer. I'll tell you who afterwards. I don't want to drop names without permission.
Sure.
I want to get in on his chat on Sunday because I told him I fucking get heated on this shit. The word small streamers, it gives me a very, very bad vibe. I get really fucking angry when people say small streamers because for one main reason, I've seen some people start at 200, then 400, then 500, then 1200, then 1500 because they say I support small streamers and they themselves are a small streamer. Mm-hmm. So when you're saying I support small streamers and you're trying to promote all of these people, but you only do it one time and you show like a lot of love in that one time and all of their viewers are going, hey, this guy's fucking dope. Look at all the love he's given. And then they go and start watching that guy along with the guy that they're with already or person they're with. Sorry, not, I shouldn't say guy, person yeah, they're with. What happens is the people who were originally in A now go to B because they're like, this guy's super positive and I'm a fellow streamer. I'm going to stick around with him because he supports small people. And then they actually end up using those people to increase their follower count. And now they keep on going up and up and up and up and up and up. And the people that they brought in the beginning that they say, quote unquote, are small streamers, they never give a fuck about ever again because mm-hmm. they already got what they wanted. And I can't fucking stand it. Which is why last night when I was like, I want to actually help people, not by saying I promote small streamers, not by saying I help small streamers, because I want everybody, including myself, because I'm no fucking saint. I want all of us to be noticed by everyone. I want to share everyone fucking everywhere. I requote or retweet shit. I'm fucking doing these interviews to make sure you guys all hear each other. Like, I'm doing everything, not just shouting a person out. And that's the other thing. When they fucking see, I can fucking go out for it is on this shit. When the guy's just like, I support all streamers, and then you come in and like, hey, can I get a shout out for blah blah blah? That's it.
Nothing.
That's it. Like, again, I'm not a huge streamer, but can I give you one piece of advice? Not saying you're not doing it, but I want to give
100% yes,
one
please.
Piece of advice. And I want everyone to hear this at the same time. So not just for you. I have had a beer. So I'm chatty as shit. And
that's how I like it.
Exactly. So here's my one piece of advice for everybody, just so it doesn't sound like I'm targeting Peanut, because he probably does this already. My one piece of advice is that when you are shouting people out, let's say I'm shouting out Peanut. Now, if you're going to shout someone out, you have to have a reason for it. You have to have a purpose. The reason for shouting someone out in the first place is because you want your viewers to go and check them out. You shouldn't, pardon me, do it as a courtesy. Shouting out should not be a courtesy. It is not a courtesy. You're doing it because you're trying to sell the person. And if you're trying to sell a person, which is illegal, but in this case, it's not. If you're trying to sell a person, you need to give people a reason to want to buy said person or view said person. Selling people is illegal. I'm just going to keep saying that. So if you were doing that, and I'm going to shout out Peanut, for instance. If Peanut comes in, I'm like, hey, it's fucking Peanut. Right on, man. Dude, you guys got to check out Peanut. He's fucking amazing. He plays a lot of sandbox games, if you're into that kind of thing. He's got a super high attitude. He's fucking energetic. He actually checks his fucking chat, unlike most people. And if you're lucky, he'll do push-ups on his bed. That's how you do a fucking shout-out. Not this fucking, hey, can I get a shout-out for Buddy? Like, oh, I'm going to stop now.
Yeah, I get you. I get you.
Do you have anything you want to fucking, this is probably the longest one that I've done in a while.
I warned you about that before we started. I said, this is going to be a long episode.
That's okay. I hope they enjoy. I think the first like fucking 5 minutes are going to be hilarious. Can't wait. Sometimes, like I said, I've been watching H3 and when I first started doing these, I didn't want to have a format, which I still don't, but I was scared of silence. But after watching H3, there's a lot of moments where they just kind of go quiet for a second. And now I've started to realize, like, quiet's not that bad, depending on what it is.
Yeah.
And I shouldn't drink before these. This is a terrible idea. Especially because I can make my voice crack too much.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, cool. You can do it, too.
Oh, no, yeah. G-Rick. Okay.
So yeah, what do you got? Anything you want to add at the end?
How so?
I don't know anything. We've already gone over the clock. Usually I'm like, fuck, we're at 45 minutes. Let's wrap her up. But we're at 56. So, you know, anything you want to say to wrap her up?
To people who want to start streaming or who are already streaming, keep it up. Don't let what other people think or tell you break you down. You are going to do what you want to do, and you will gain an audience from that. I have I've heard several people talk about how they have a viewer come in, sit around for a second, and then leave, and they get so anxious or worried about, like, why did that viewer leave? What can I do to make that viewer stay? To that, I say, don't listen to that viewer. Don't worry about that viewer. If they genuinely wanted to be there, they would have stayed. Don't change your content to appeal to one person or one small group of people. You are going to be you, and you will gain your audience that way. So stay true to who you are, stay true to who you want to be, and happy streaming. That's all I can say.
No, I actually kind of love that last little bit where it's like, don't change your content for one person, because I way too often, especially now after all these things, way too often I hear people say, what can I do to keep people around? And now I want to just tell them the exact same thing that you did. Don't change for other people. Keep doing you, and the people who are attracted to that will stay. Because you can't please everyone. Fuck me. See, that's why I like doing this shit. I learned something today. I needed that. And I wish I was making that up, just like, yay, thanks, and then I fuck off. And it's like, I didn't learn anything. No, I actually did. I need to fucking listen to that stuff. Goddamn, dude. Well, plug yourself, man. And then send me all your links on Discord, please.
Can do. So you can find me just about everywhere at Peanut Butler, where the E's are threes and an underscore in between. My main platform is Twitch. That's twitch.tv/peanutbutler. You can catch me live every Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I'm a variety streamer, so just come in and hang out and chat with me. I love talking to people, so don't be afraid to chat.
That's fucking dope, man. So yeah, I'll just need all of your links and stuff, and we can add those in. And to the rest of you, I hope you enjoyed this one. This might be the last time I have a beer before I record one of these, because I feel like, fuck. Anyways, have a good night, have a good day, and because I don't record YouTube anymore, listen to some Gumball, I guess. I don't fucking know. It used to be, have a good night, have a good day, don't grumble, watch some Gumball, but that just, It sounds
it can still work. Yeah, I watch Gumball on Twitch.
But yeah, all right. All right. Peace out, everybody.
Peace.